Well, let me start by stating that government has a lot of respect for Transparency International. We believe that it is one of the more credible institutions that is fighting, or joining government in this fight against corruption and exposing cases where corruption is evident in countries. However, in this particular instance, we believe that Transparency International did not quite take into consideration the realities of our cultural situation, and we tend to believe that the report in itself, the sampling, was skewed. Let me talk about the issue of culture. In our culture in Africa, or in Sierra Leone in particular, it is normal for you, if you want to get land from the paramount chief, to go with what we call kola to the paramount chief. You give the paramount chief the kola as a sign of respect. That is not bribery. It is also part of our culture to show appreciation to people for good things that they've done to you. That is not bribery. So to just come and go around and ask people whether they have ever given something to somebody for a service that has been offered, and the guest person says yes, and you interpret that to mean corruption, is a bit skewed. Secondly, if you look at the statistically the sampling frame that has been used, we don't know which sampling frame they've used. The recognized sampling frame for Sierra Leone is with Statistics Sierra Leone. They did not contact them to give them the sampling frame based upon which they could have selected a representative sample. So what is the basis then for them to generalize based on a skewed sample? Government, since we took over in 2008, has taken tremendous steps in the fight against corruption. The president has outlined that he will run a policy of zero tolerance against corruption. Anybody who is found guilty or who is indicted, he sacks. There are no sacred cows in his government. We have witnessed their four cases wherein ministers of government, senior executives of government, have been indicted, they've lost their jobs. Some have been convicted and found guilty, and the law has taken its course without any interference. We have given the Anti-Corruption Commission the power to prosecute. In the past, before they prosecute, they have to go to the Attorney General, Minister of Justice. That is no longer a requirement. They can indict at any time when they have reason to do so. A lot of liberty, and the government is making a lot of strides in that regard. Even last year in July, Amnesty International did present a report where they commended government for making an 11-point leap in our fight against corruption. And just last week in this country, I shared a podium with the founder and chairman of Transparency International, and he commended government efforts at fighting corruption. The MCC of America commends Sierra Leone, and that is why we have qualified for a compact with the American government. They underscored government efforts. So a report like this coming at this time, just 2 days before we were to launch our agenda for prosperity, coming at a time when we are busy trying to prepare our compact for MCC funding, would tend to distort the realities on the ground. And we would therefore think that maybe TI needs to provide a bit more clarity, and in future should be a bit more sensitive of our cultural realities before jumping to conclusions about whether or not somebody is paying for services rendered.
Now, Dr. Conte, what do you say to people who say that Sierra Leoneans themselves said in the report that we gave bribe to A, B, C, D, and it was based on their responses on specifically corruption that Transparency International put its report together? Well, what do you say to that?
Did they ask the question, did you give bribe or did you give something for a service rendered? My understanding of the report is that they asked whether people gave something for a report, for a service rendered. And I just told you the example that if you want to go, for example, to a chiefdom to go and get land to do farming, it is part of our culture for you to go to the paramount chief and you present a kola before even you start discussing about the land. Is that a bribe? No. In our culture, it is just a sign of respect. If I go on a visit on a monitoring visit to any chiefdom, the paramount chief will receive me and they will give me a goat. Is that a bribe? No. In our culture, it's normal. If I offer a service to somebody, sometimes it is part of our culture to show appreciation. I am not saying that people don't bribe. I'm not saying that. But you need to make a distinction between what is part of our culture and what is a bribe. The way the question was placed does not make that clear distinction, and so the facts can be easily distorted. And that is the point we are making as a government.
So are you therefore saying that there was not a clear understanding made or a clear distinction made between Sierra Leone's culture and what the Transparency International is referring to as corruption or graft in this case?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Some critics of your government have said that despite the effort that the government has made to sharply reduce graft, the policies have not particularly been effective in addressing this problem that your government want to address. What do you say to that?
It's work in progress. Are we where we intend to be eventually? No. It's work in progress. But examples are being set every day. Ministers are being indicted and they're losing their jobs. Senior civil servants are being indicted and losing their jobs. People try to smuggle drugs into this country. Airplanes are being caught. People are being caught at the port. Just yesterday, people trying to smuggle drugs across the border to Guinea using the buses. We are caught. Things are improving. We are also employing a more proactive approach to deal with the issue of corruption rather than just the reactive approach. We have a national strategy to fight against corruption in this country. And that strategy is being disseminated all over the country, in the schools, in the communities. People are being taught. So it's a process. We will eventually get there someday. But we believe that the efforts we are making in that regard need to be acknowledged. We have one of the most stringent anti-corruption laws anywhere else in Africa. And the Anti-Corruption Commission has a lot of independence in its dealings. That has to be commended. And that is what is helping people to fight against corruption. That is why, generally, we believe that things are improving.